Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you on this Friday, April 29th, as we welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Kelly Rollo. If you were able to come to the Lenten lunches last week, you saw the beautiful arrangements that Kelly made, and she has agreed to come and read for the podcast today. Thank you, Kelly, for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Mary. Today's first reading is Exodus 28, 1 through 14. Have Aaron, your brother, brought to you from among the Israelites, along with his sons Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar and Ithamar, so they may serve me as priest. Make sacred garments for your brother Aaron, to give him dignity and honor. Tell all the skilled men to whom I have given wisdom in such matters that they are to make garments for Aaron for his consecration, so he may serve me as priest. These are the garments they are to make: a breastpiece, an ephod, a robe, a woven tunic, a turban, and a sash. They are to make these sacred garments for your brother Aaron and his sons, so they may serve me as priest. Have them use gold and blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine linen. Make the ephod of gold and of blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and of finely twisted linen, the work of a skilled craftsman. It is to have two shoulder pieces attached to two of its corners, so it can be fastened. Its skillfully woven waistband is to be like it, of one piece with the ephod, and made with gold and with blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and with finely twisted linen. Take two onyx stones and engrave on them the names of the sons of Israel in the order of their birth, six names on one stone and the remaining six on the other. Engrave the names of the sons of Israel on the two stones, the way a gem cutter engraves a seal. Then mount the stones in gold filigree settings and fasten them on the shoulder pieces of the ephod as memorial stones for the sons of Israel. Aaron is to bear the names on his shoulders as a memorial before the Lord. Make gold filigree settings and two braided chains of pure gold like a rope and attach the chains to the settings. Our next reading is Psalms 122, a song of ascents of David. I rejoiced with those who said to me, "Let us go to the house of the Lord." Our feet are standing in your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built like a city that is closely compacted together. That is where the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, to praise the name of the Lord according to the statute given to Israel. There the thrones of judgment stand, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure. May there be peace within your walls and security within your citadels. For the sake of my brothers and friends, I will say, "Peace be within you." For the sake of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek your prosperity. Our next reading is Romans chapter 15, beginning in verse 23 to 33. But now that there is no more place for me to work in these regions, and since I have been longing for many years to see you, I plan to do so when I go to Spain. I hope to visit you while passing through and to have you assist me on my journey there, after I have enjoyed your company for a while. Now, however, I am on my way to Jerusalem in the service of the saints there. For Macedonia and Achaia were pleased to make a contribution for the poor among the saints in Jerusalem. They were pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them. For if the Gentiles have shared in the Jews' spiritual blessings, they owe it to the Jews to share with them the material blessings. So after I have completed this task and have made sure that they have received this fruit, I will go to Spain and visit you on the way. I know that when I come to you, I will come in the full measure of the blessing of Christ. I urge you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in my struggle by praying to God for me. Pray that I may be rescued from the unbelievers in Judea, and that my service in Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints there, so that by God's will I may come to you with joy and together with you be refreshed. The God of peace be with you all. Amen.
Thank you so much, Kelly, for joining the podcast today. We want to hear a little bit more about you. Tell me about where you grew up.
My dad was in the Air Force, so I was born in South Dakota, lived in probably six states and two foreign countries, and my dad retired, and I grew up from junior high on in Oklahoma.
So from Oklahoma all the way to Alabama, give me a little recap of how you got here.
My husband, Brad, took a job with Viva Health about 25 years ago, I guess, and we moved here as a family, you know, coming for the first time. Brad had never been outside of Oklahoma and came here and fell in love with it, and we've been here ever since.
Okay, let's back up. How did you and Brad meet?
We met through mutual friends at a wedding.
Okay, and then you have two children. Tell me about them.
I have John, who is 23 years old, and he graduated from Alabama and now lives in Atlanta and is working there. I have Alexa, who just turned 21, and she is a junior at Baylor.
One thing that I love hearing about is that you have kind of a swap work day with a friend. Tell me more about that.
I do. My really good friend Barbara and I have a day each week. We pick a day, and we go to the other person's house. We trade off every other week. And you do whatever they want you to do that day. It can be cleaning toilets, or it could be taking down wallpaper, whatever they need done.
So you go one week to her house, and then the next week she comes to yours.
Yes. And everybody needs a friend like that.
Yes. I think that's a wonderful concept.
For all those jobs that you have put off or really don't want to do, you've got someone to do it with.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Tell me about some of your hobbies or your interests.
I love to work in the yard. I love to paint and do craft stuff.
Do you read?
I do read.
Okay, tell me about a book that you've been reading recently that might commend to us.
I usually have several that are going at one time, but I just started Bob Goff's new book called Undistracted, and I highly recommend it. I feel like, you know, in life you get to those places where you're floundering and not really sure what you need to be doing, and the first chapter of his book has let me realize that what you need to be doing and what you need to be is the wrong question to ask, that it's who you need to be. And so I've really been enjoying that.
Wonderful. That's a good segue into talking about faith. How did you come to faith in the Lord?
My family was a family that always went to church, and my mom and dad were great role models for living a life worthy of the gospel. I first confessed my faith in Christ when I was in sixth grade. We had always gone to military churches, so it was Protestant or Catholic and never really a denomination of such. And so when we moved to Oklahoma and joined our first Baptist church, my whole family was baptized because it just hadn't been done before.
Oh, that's so neat. So you all were in the baptistry together?
Yes. Well, not together, but one after another.
That is so wonderful. Yeah. And then over the years, tell me about your journey with the Lord.
I continued going to church, and probably like a lot of other people, when you got to college, you kind of fell to the wayside a little bit. Just in my attendance, probably, but certainly not in my heart. And have just thankfully been continuing a growth year after year, or trying to.
Well, how did you come to Mountain Brook Baptist?
Well, Brad was raised in the Episcopal Church, and so when we moved to Mountain Brook, we were looking for a church, thankfully for the traditional service that is very formal. He felt very much at home, and after one service, he was like, "This is it," and I was like, "Okay,
let's do it."
So we've been here ever since.
That's so good. I really appreciate all the ways that you help out around the church. And one of the ways that you do that is by teaching Sunday school to the 4th through 6th graders. Tell me about that experience, how you got into teaching, and then what you like or dislike about it.
Okay, well, I first started when my daughter Alexa, who is the junior at Baylor, was in 4th grade. So I've been doing it for a really long time and thought I would do it for a year until Sharon said, "Oh, no, 4th grade teachers get the summer off." I was like, okay, I can do that. I can come back afterwards. So I have been doing it and really have fallen in love with it and with the children.
I know that you are a part of growth groups, so I want to hear about your experience with that.
When I first joined the first growth group that I came to, I was a little hesitant because all the girls were younger than me, but I fell in love with it. I fell in love with meeting the new people, getting to know them, getting to know their hearts, learning scripture, praying with them. And each time that I've come, It's been another group of women that I've got to meet and got to see how God's working in their life. And really just the weekly work on memory verses has been awesome.
Tell me what your group is studying right now.
We just finished the end of Exodus. Going to pick back up. We're not sure if we're going to do summer or fall, and we haven't picked another.
Well, that's interesting that you're working on Exodus as we read from Exodus today. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything that stuck with you about the tabernacle and the courts that you would share with us?
I love that God requires the best that we have for His temple and His tabernacle, that we're to bring our very best. Our very best possessions, our very best abilities, all of that were to be used in the making of His tabernacle for His worship.
That's a good word. I know in Jen Wilkins' studies, she asked you to pinpoint different characteristics of God that stick out to you. What are some of the characteristics of God that you would find solace in?
Definitely grace and mercy. Just knowing all my faults and all the things that I do wrong all the time, I just have to, you know, confess to Him and thank Him continuously for forgiving me.
One more question. I want to hear about Cooks on a Mission. Tell me about how Cooks on a Mission is going, how you got started with them, and what we can look forward to in the days to come.
Well, I've become pretty active with them in the last year or so. And just came one day, volunteered to do it, and have fallen in love with the ladies that are really in the midst of it. They are having their last sale in May for the summer, and then we'll pick up again in August or September. I can't remember which one. But if anyone would like to come and help, it is an awesome experience.
And how would they get involved?
You can check with Jane at the front desk to see when we're cooking, or you can get in contact with me, and I will hook you up with all the ladies.
Thank you so much, Kelly, for joining us today. As we end, I want to end with a liturgy from one of the books that I've loved over the years. It's Every Moment Holy, and it's a table blessing. As someone who has often invited me in to your home and has shown me hospitality, I think this is a perfect way for us to end the podcast today. O Lord Christ, who emptied yourself for us, give us today the gift of humility so that we would realize a true thankfulness for things we too often take for granted, that we would remember and thank you today for the most precious gifts, for life and for breath, for shelter and for meals, and for a span of days in which to live and choose what use we would make of our time. Give us grace to make wise investment of the days you have given us this week, that by our thoughts and words and actions, we might love you well. Guide us, O Spirit of God, in a brief and sober reflection on our daily stewardships and habits. Search now our willing hearts. Now, Holy Spirit, who for love of your children offers both conviction and comfort, give encouragement and tender correction to each as needed, unto the end that our life and breath and span of days would not be squandered, but would be well spent in your service. Amen.